standing in one of the rooms of the mansion at Bletchley Park, and I am flanked on both sides by Facebook.
Hi, what an intro. My name is Simon Cross. I work on our platform engineering team at Facebook, based here in London. We work with companies from like tiny startups right the way up to big companies, working with them to help build awesome Facebook integrations.
And my name is Piyush Mangalik. I'm from our Menlo Park office. I'm an engineer working with partners, small to the biggest partners, helping them be successful on our platform.
Somewhere there's a service potentially logging locations, and two intersecting lines are crossing right here, right now, because we've only just met a couple of days ago, or at least met in the kind of, I was heckling, you were talking, thinking digital.
Yeah, that was an awesome conference up in Newcastle on Thursday. More on the kind of TED-style kind of 20-minute talks on a subject. Very different event to this, which is, you know, 2 days of laptops out hacking.
Yeah, this is the fifth year of Over the Air. Have Facebook been here before?
This is the first time we've been here in any force. I came to the first event 5 years ago. I used to work at the BBC, and a ton of people from the BBC came along, and it was a very interesting time, pre-iPhone, and it was the first time I saw two guys have a lightsaber, speech marks, lightsaber fight on stage using phones with accelerometers making noises. And at that point, I was like, oh, this mobile thing is going to be really interesting. This is a totally different kettle of fish to what you can build on the web.
That's the one thing that was missing from the Star Wars convention at Elstree Studios I was at the other day. Somebody with a lightsaber fighting somebody else. But yet we were stood in exactly the same position where Obi-Wan and Darth Vader did that for real. For real. For real. Yeah, for fantasy, for real. Yeah. For real. What's excited you so far?
It's always just good for me to come out outside of Menlo Park. And we have a lot of great partners here in Europe. But for me specifically, like seeing more and more developers use devices and start to integrating into the web is really exciting. Like this reminds me of old school tinkering, like with, we talk about Legos a lot, but like this is how computers were hacked together, and this is how I remember growing up. And like when I talk to people here, like there's a passion that's beyond the passion that I'm used to seeing when we're just talking about software. Like software is great, but when you get into hardware, there's something physical about it. It just brings on some great conversations. And you talk about Star Wars, like I've had some great Star Wars conversations with some people here too. That's what I like to see. And I think just being here in this venue, which I didn't know a lot about, and going a little on the tour here, I think the history suits exactly what's trying to go on here.
Yeah, yeah, I could just imagine Turin sitting quietly in the corner saying, you all know nothing compared... No, he probably would have been...
Some of the guys on the tour were saying, normally they give, your average kind of enthusiast or member of the public a tour, and they get to the point where they talk about triangulation of radio signals, and they have to explain what that is. And the guys here, like, write algorithms in their sleep. Like, they're so smart, and the tour guides are like, it's been incredible to have these guys who understand this stuff and get them to look around the place.
I'm glad you kind of are following up the talk you gave at Thinking Digital, because you were really emphasizing the hack this, hack that, check out what we did to our workspace, you know. And for many, it was kind of a surprise. Here's this massive corporation, Facebook, yet you're saying, actually, it's getting deep down and dirty, and there's lots of little pockets of people getting uber creative in avenues that you wouldn't necessarily think about. So it became a lot more attractive to some of the proper geeks, kind of who are there thinking, it's not just this shrugging off of the huge corporate style now that everybody is thinking, it's more about the hack, it's more about the small organization, it's more about the individual in some ways.
Yep. I mean, I wouldn't call Facebook a large corporation. Like, that's the big thing. Like, that's not how it is. Like, it's a community of people who are focused on building awesome stuff. And the interesting thing about this community and this event here is that it feels like the web did a few years ago. Like, there are all these building blocks, right? You have mobile devices that have location, and they have cameras, and they have all this stuff. And you have physical devices that are only just able to connect to the web. So you have all these building blocks, and you can arrange them in millions of ways to make awesome things. And following on, you know, what I was saying about my speech at Thinking Digital is like, we just don't know what's possible yet. And the way we find out is by trying them together and seeing what comes out of it. And that's why this event is so awesome, right? Because you've got 24 hours and a ton of building blocks and all of the, like, the fertilizer here. If you want, if you, you take Open Graph as a, Facebook Open Graph as a basis, if that's the thing you want to hack on, or you want to use that in your hack, we're here to help. If you want to use Arduino, there's the guys in the corner that know how to do it. If you want to use Lego Mindstorms in your hack, like, the guy that does that from Lego is here. So what better environment to take building blocks, put them together in a new way, and build something unexpected?
Nice use of Lego and building blocks in the same
sentence.
Like, there.
We use the analogy because it's really true. And I think, you know, one of the things that, about watching everyone play with Legos last night at about 2 a.m. was you suddenly realize that the guys with laptops and the guys hacking on Android, iOS, the mobile web, and on Open Graph are the guys that played, that have that mentality, played with it as a kid, understand that you take these building blocks and you put them together and you make something different.
Speaking of building blocks in the human sense, there's sometimes an awful lot of poaching that goes on here where people come in and look for the bright minds. Do you think somebody could be sitting in a corner here and then before they know it, they're sat in an office or a workshop somewhere in Facebook? You here to poach?
That wasn't my intent. I mean, it was just to come out here and help people who wanted to develop on the platform. I definitely don't disagree that there's a lot of smart people here, but I think smart people are just going to start building and doing the things that they want to do. All we want to do is empower them to do that. They're going to create the next best thing that's either going to be a device, something that's connected to Facebook, doesn't matter. Like, we just want to be a part of that. And I think one of the things that's cool about hacks is people don't realize that if you constrain the time, 24 hours, and you say you've got to build something, the human being will create something just completely awesome. Give them that challenge, and they will do it. If you leave it open-ended, they're going, oh, we're going to do it here, we're going to do it here. I think what we've seen is like, hey, we want to help you see what we do every day. We just hack. We're constrained. Here's a challenge. Go do it. That's what we wanted to see with people doing it here, too.
Thank you very much. I'm now going to wander around and watch some human beings doing something awesome, for sure.
This
Thanks, guys.
For the demos. Yeah. Cheers, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.